Which part of your holiday meal is the most ancient and modern at the same time? We ponder that paradox on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-933-1785. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-933-1785. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-933-1785. 1-800-933-1785.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Composer Scott Joplin and self-help guru Dale Carnegie were born on this day. The holidays are peak season for marshmallow sales, and we thought a good time for delving into the history of the Jet Puff treat. It turns out the marshmallow goes all the way back to the ancient Egyptians. They considered the sweet, sticky resin of the mallow plant, which grew wild in numbers, to be a real delicacy. It's been enjoyed for centuries in various forms, often in candy form or whipped with sugar and egg whites. Today, cornstarch, syrup, and gelatin have replaced the mallow extract, and the jet puffing process gave us the thoroughly modern marshmallow we enjoy today. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.